Abandonment contains within itself the virtues of all other spiritual exercises. When our hearts are truly abandoned, we embrace every possible kind of spirituality, for our whole being gives itself up to God's will, and this act of surrender, prompted by pure love, means that we involve ourselves in all that pleases Him. There is not a moment when we are not abandoned without the slightest reservation, and so, inevitably, the nature of this abandonment comprises every variety of the spiritual life. So it is no business of ours to decide what our submission to God will bring us. All that we must do is submit to everything and be ready for every possibility. In this free offering of the soul to God, He demands three things: renunciation, obedience, and love. Everything else is His affair. If we carefully fulfill the duties imposed on us by our state of life, if we quietly follow any impulse coming from God, if we peacefully submit to the influence of grace, we are making an act of total abandonment. It is one that is not limited in any way, but has all the value and the effectiveness which sincere goodwill always has, even though what it seeks to do is beyond its control. What we have wanted to do is done in the sight of God. It may please God to limit the exercise of our various talents, but He never puts any check on the exercise of our will. God's purposes, His being, His essence, are the objects of our will and love, and because of this, He ensures that our union with Him is full and complete. From time to time, our love may direct our faculties to particular and immediate ends. That is because God's will is concerned with those same ends, and He limits its operation, as it were, to the demands of the present moment. But as He animates our faculties, He enters our hearts. When He finds them pure and free of all reserve, He fills them with Himself. For being emptied of all things, our hearts have an infinite capacity, and so are able to receive Him. O holy detachment! It is you who makes room for God. O purity! O complete surrender! It is you who draw God into my heart. I care nothing about my capabilities and talents. You, Lord, are all I want or need. Use this little creature as you wish. All is yours, all is from you, and all is for you. I have no longer anything to look after or to do. Not a single moment is controlled by me, for everything is yours. I have not to try to add anything to my stature or take anything away, nor have I to inquire into or reflect upon anything. It is for you to deal with everything. Holiness, perfection, salvation, spiritual direction, penance, these are all your business. Mine is to be content with you and not adopt any line of action or involve myself in any attachment, but to leave all to your good pleasure.